Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with our special guest this week, Albert Fada. If you didn't have a chance to join us, Albert's a longtime friend and member of our parish here at Christ the King. He's on the team of Acts 29, a really powerful ministry that Father John Ricardo and his team, some of his team members from Our Lady of Good Counsel, from their experience of doing parish ministry for years very effectively. They learned lots of good things. Put together this really important ministry, I think, in the life of the church right now. And Albert's married to a lovely woman named Becky. They have 8 children and 2 grandchildren. Welcome back, Albert.
Peter, it's a joy to just be in conversation with you, brother.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm enjoying it too. There are some principles you laid out about the work of Acts 29 that I think are so applicable and can help any brother or sister, anybody who's just living in the Lord. Number one, being able to live with a renewed mind. You had
Romans 12:2,
yeah. Be transformed by the renewal of your mind, acquiring a fresh new spiritual way of thinking. And you touched on some of that. And friends, if you weren't able to tune in the last few days, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You could go to Ave Maria Radio as well and just listen to them. You can listen to them when it's convenient for you to do it. So that was one, a renewed mind, the idea of a family on mission and what that means. And then helping lead priests and brothers and sisters who are working in the church to think about, to have a totally different way of thinking about foundationally what they're doing, because we're all professionals who are working in the church with degrees and specializations and all that kind of stuff. And we do it like the world does it, but with probably more charity for each other and these kinds of things.
Hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. But the idea of experiencing together like a parish team, a parish staff, diocesan team, diocesan staff, the idea of being a family on mission, how do you get there?
Yeah.
How do you get there?
Yeah, so we'd say there's 3 essential principles for this mindset transformation that the Lord has revealed to us. And even before I share those, let me just caution everybody that's listening, Peter. We are witnesses, not experts.
Mm-hmm.
If we're experts at anything, it's receiving God's mercy. And we're witnesses to what can happen when we allow the Lord to do what he desires to do in our lives and those around us. So just with that caution, I'll just share with you those 3 principles that the Lord has shared with us about how do you drive this mindset renewal. The first one is we must reacquire a biblical worldview. We need to foundationally see reality through the lens of Scripture. And too often, the way we see reality is, as Frank Sheed once said, we have mostly worldly minds with Catholic patches on them. So we must reacquire a biblical way of seeing reality, which is why the gospel, preaching the gospel, is something we constantly come back to ourselves, because the first people that need to reacquire a biblical worldview is us.
So real quick then, just on that first one, what's the basic way you reacquire? Or you acquire for the first time a biblical worldview?
Yes.
How do you help people do it?
Yes. It starts with the gospel. Again and again. Why? Because until we know who God is, why does the world even exist? Why is everything so obviously messed up? What, if anything, has God done about all these things? And then how should I respond? Earlier this week, we were talking about how my life changed in high school or going into high school years. And that's because I had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Until we have that encounter where we're overwhelmed by the good news and understanding that the good news is so much better than we can possibly imagine, until we have that encounter, then we can't surrender ourselves entirely to Jesus Christ in faith, and we can't get mobilized for a mission.
Is the rescue project, which a lot of people have heard of, that you guys do, is that pointed at this very area?
That's exactly what it's pointed at.
Okay.
It's for those of you that aren't familiar with the Rescue Project, you go to rescueproject.us, you can find all that you need there, but it's really of various ways of experiencing the gospel. The primary one is an 8-week video small group experience. It's all free. You can find it online. And it's an opportunity to just go deeper with the gospel. Our conviction is that most of us have never heard the gospel told in a comprehensive and yet condensed way. We've heard bits and pieces of the gospel, but really getting the view of, do we really see God as a good father and creation as good? Do we see that or not? So we're able to delve deeper in these questions. It's a very compelling way that Father John Ricardo preaches it. And every time we get to hear him preach it at Acts 29, we experience that renewal of the mind.
Yeah. So the renewal of the mind, phase one, I kind of jumped in. So number one was
reacquiring a biblical worldview.
Okay.
Correct. The second one is one that the Lord has been really speaking into for a long time. We used to say that the way to describe this, it's not enough to be a staff. We have to become a family on mission. And yet the Lord has been continuing to speak into this for us. And this came actually earlier this year at a mass for the church. There's an opening collect that says, in essence, here is the mission of the church. The mission of the church is acting as leaven in this world. We're called to renew the human family and transform it into the family of God. In other words, the work isn't just to introduce people to Jesus, but to bring them into family relationship with one another, because we are all family of God. And so the way we would express becoming a family on mission is, okay, so what is the mission? We're called as church, renew the human family, transform it into the family of God. And so it's both an ends and a mean, and we're part of that human family that needs to get renewed. We can never speak of ourselves as, well, we're the 99 and there's the lost sheep. We're always the lost sheep. We always need that encounter with the Lord, that transformation. There's a level of personal healing that we need to encounter around identity. We can come back to that. But it's a way to enter into an understanding of the giftedness of complementarity in the body isn't just an optional thing. Again, we can come back to that. The third essential principle is to restore the initiative to God. And this is really foundationally moving away from what Wilfred Stinnison, this Carmelite abbot who's now passed away, but a phenomenal writer, would say that it's not activity that is antithetical to surrender, but it's impulsive self-governing activity. And I can only speak from my own experience in my own life. Too often, I've been very impulsive and self-governing. And I think very often in the church, this is exactly what we see. We don't expect the Spirit to speak. So we got to do something. Let's brainstorm. What should we be doing? So the third essential principle is all about learning how to collectively discern how the Spirit is speaking. Many of us have been perhaps trained how to discern vocational topics for ourselves, but very few of us have experience of collectively discerning God's will for our family on mission.
This is a kind of revolution that you guys are proposing in the sense of, and a high call. It's God's call, but it's a high call because the habits. And it's even hard for families to be family.
That's right.
In the modern world, in many ways. And now we're calling the church, which really is meant to be a light. One of the ways we're meant to be a light is to be God's family.
That's right.
Loving each other, forgiving each other, accepting each other, but leadership models in the church are often, as we said a couple of days ago, it's like the world, it's categories of professionalization and responsibility. And people say, look, I don't come here to be part of a family. I come here to get my job done.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I don't really want to share my life with people. I just want to do my job and I want to get paid. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And do it well. You know, they might do it well. But so it's such a big mindset change. So you started with renewing the mind. How do you actually make progress? One thing that I've never thought about before until this moment, as you were talking, that it's impossible for a parish and parishioners to think about themselves as a family if the leaders of the parish don't have that in their own mind and heart, and they're not at least moving and trying to become
Spot
that
on.
In the Lord and knowing, right?
Spot on.
Yeah. And so it's easy for people to leave the church if it's not a family, to just move on, or if easily get upset and walk away. And people walk away and sometimes they feel like, nobody even noticed that I walked away. You know what I mean? And there's so many dynamics that are dysfunctional in a certain way, that being the family of God and at least moving in that direction and having ideas and inspiration about what that can be is so important. But how do you actually get there? And I think you were talking just the other day, you touched on just identity
That's
stuff.
Right.
Do we have a common identity? Who are we?
That's right. It's so foundational for us in the work that we get to start with. There's so many beautiful movements in the church that are focused on around healing and necessary movements in the church that are focused on healing. In our experience, when we're working with leadership teams and just sharing with them what the Lord has given us to give away, because everything we do for free. In doing that, we generally start with a couple of things. Preaching the gospel, number one. But the very next one is asking the Lord to heal our identity, to help us understand, because this is the area that not just some people struggle with, we all do. We all have parts of our understanding of who we are has been distorted, deformed, oftentimes at a very young age, where we've had some either traumatic or, well, maybe not colossally traumatic experiences, things that have caused us to see ourselves in a way that the Lord does not see us. So we have to start by asking the Father, Father, who am I to you? We've heard the gospel, so we know that God is good. Now we can at least trust him to ask the question, Lord, who are you and who am I to you? St. Augustine, those were the two questions that he would ask. And the Lord would say, anything else? No, that's it. Those are the only two questions that matter in life. Who are you? Mm-hmm. Who am I to you?
St. Francis did the same thing.
Yep.
He used to kneel before the crucifix and ask that question with some regularity.
And we all need that. So if we're going to be moving from being staffs to teams to, more importantly, families on mission, we have to start by asking the Lord to help heal and recognize where we need healing in our lives when it comes to identity. Because oftentimes that's where the unhealthy kind of conflict arises in the church. It has nothing to do with what's actually happening. It's I'm working out of my woundedness.
That's a big step to cross. And then people have to be led into that.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so one of the things that we tend to pray with often is Luke 15. And the beautiful story about Luke 15, there's so many things to call out here, especially being Middle Eastern myself. I experienced a family member in my extended family that was excommunicated and then the restoration that happened. So you experience this in Luke 15. It's not just a restoration between the father and the son, but the father is working to restore the son to his brother as well. Mm. And this is the part that we have to understand. Yes, it's our identity in Christ Jesus to the Father, which therefore means we're in relationship with one another in him.
It's the church is literally, its mission is extending the family relationship that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit from all eternity.
Yeah.
And that's impossible, but it's possible, made possible by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit giving us a new capacity and a new power to live a new way of life.
That's right. It's the Holy Spirit that allows us to cry out, Abba, Father. Yeah. That's more than a trite saying.
Yeah. Wow, time's flying. Well, brothers and sisters, we're going to have Albert, can you come one more day? Can we get one more day out of you?
With great joy.
No, it'd be great to have you. It's been such a good week. And just touching on things that I think that touch all our lives, everybody who's listening, whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, Christian, belong to a church, or even your family life, to be able to think about yourself. Healthy family comes from just natural family, understanding who we are as children of God, loved. That's the foundation that enables us to love others. But anyway, friends, hope you can join us tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.